And now we have a Benson Diary, which is the monthly contribution from John Murphy. And you'll by now be used to the fact that it starts and ends with a poem. And the poet this month is Homer, and it's from his Iliad. The gods don't give us mortal all things at one time. Then I was young, now age has overtaken me. But even so, I will be with the charioteers and urge them on and give them my best advice. That is the job of the old, the trusting of spears. I leave to the young men, you are younger and stronger than I am. I was around 10 years old when I first came to appreciate the Trojan Wars that were said to have lasted what was then to me an entire lifetime. Perspective is everything. From the lofty perch old age affords, it is possible to perceive decades and centuries are but islets set in time's mercurial seas. Even those constants measured by hours, days, years, and by birthdays and Christmases and such, even these play tricks upon us. Who doesn't come to feel that an age renders the steps of life's merry dance ever more intricate and harder to execute, that time herself becomes more fleet of foot? Years tumble one on top of the other like jumpers in a rummage sale, whereas those once carefully timetabled hours of our school days stretched forever towards some distant horizon called half term that felt light years from all those lessons to be learned the hard way. And so I've come to be in Benson for a decade this month. When we came to the village, the butcher had only recently changed hands and the Littleworth estates were not even a twinkle in a planner's eye. We have found the wonder of the countryside around us, largely thanks to our two dogs, Milo and Finn, but not least to the COVID pandemic. We learned to wander lonely as clouds high on the ridgeway. Bliss to be out in those days with sublime vistas and no sounds but birdsong. It was as if we had a brief insight to how the world our forebears knew in the 18th century. To cross those main arterial carless roads to Reading was its own careless rapture. The same pandemic put a stop to the late start of my learning to drive. I should have begun that endeavour as soon as I came here to the village. But thanks to my instructor, Pauline Priest, who was wonderfully patient and fun, I eventually crossed that Rubicon and joined Mr. Toad on the highway. I have to say, it has changed my life in the manner folks always say it will do. I always felt at the time that this was something I could never do. I was pleased so late in life to achieve something so far outside my comfort zone. I suppose London with its tube and even more amazing buses made it easy to be lazy for too long. My adult life had been mainly lived in that city. I recall well the thrill of it all when I first came to live there in the later 1970s. I thought with Boswell that a man who tired of London would most certainly have tired of life. And if my now occasional visits to town certainly leave me tired, there are still things which give me great joy, not least the opera. But even if I will get to see Verdi's rarely staged Sicilian Vespers this month, thanks to the bounty of friends and family for my 70th birthday, I have made Garsington a routine part of summers here in Benson. This year the weather was good, and so too the productions of Queen of Spades, Tchaikovsky, and Fidelio, Beethoven. So London's lights dims in my mind's eye. Good weather has been the hallmark of this summer, insofar as good and dry may be synonyms for summer's days. Cow Common at Ewelme has finally dried out from the deluges of 2023 and 24. It is now once again possible to cross the common without sinking into a muddy bog. Out and about harvest came very early, and the fields are already dotted with bales of hay. Stubble remains the sole marker of the crops of golden wheat and bearded barley. Wild apples are amazingly bountiful this year. The small apples are particularly suited for apple jelly. We've also picked some blackberries, but our dogs are impatient, and somehow I've not managed to get out to the hedgerows alone so far this year. I fear the crop will be gone before I get a chance to do more. Wild grasses are now long run to seed, and the wildflowers of late summer, that so often light the edges of fields and meadows, have struggled in this year's drought. Thames Water have been diligent in telling me not to use my hosepipe. I fear, despite repeated disruptions on the roads in the village, their diligence over other responsibilities has been a continuation of previous neglect. Their adjusted water rates are truly eye-watering. I can also confide that their complaints department is practically uncontactable by website design. My decade here has been far, far busier, and I'm far, far more engaged than I imagined my life in the country might be. We have been lucky, perhaps blessed is better, to have made so many wonderful friends since our escape to the country. I've greatly enjoyed the opportunities afforded to me by the Benson Society and the Friends of Benson Library. Perhaps my involvement with the Davy Consort, with its establishment of music of highest quality in my parish church in Dorchester, has given me greatest joy if our ultimately successful fundraising for the Orbiton organ was also the cause of my greatest heartache. The Orbiton organ looks amazing in the small church of St. Brinus, whose restoration and completion have been the loving project of Father John Osman, whose time as parish priest comes to an end next May. Life, of course, goes on beyond the boundaries of our beautiful part of this world, and it appears what goes on in that wide yonder is often now beyond reason. I'm well pleased the Vice President of the United States has not discovered our haven and upended our village life. That said, I'm deeply and painfully hurt that the United States of America has so wantonly become sponsor of so much cruelty and so much casuistry. Ultimately, it now stands behind the starvation in Gaza, much as it will, it seems, abandon Ukraine to Russian aggression. And what sort of place has it become where men and women and children can be disappeared from the streets or from their homes by quasi-militia wearing masks? My entire life has been the pattern of things that where the USA leads the world, where the USA leads, the world follows. From fast foods to fast fashion, from superstores to supersized, from malls to multiplexes, from skyscrapers to the dizzy and heights of folly. Most often we complain because peace post 1945 is imperfectly, mostly become the absence of war in our part of this world. Yet we may well now come to lament the loss of those petty imperfections we've enjoyed these last 80 years or more. It said, those whom the gods will destroy, they first make mad. In our age, we choose rather to make gods of the mad, as the coke-guzzling colossus who bestrides our world never ceases to remind us. And finishing with a further quotation from Homer's Iliad, men soon grow tired of fighting where the sharp blades reap bodies like stalks of grain and scatter them thickly upon the ground, though the gain is small when Lord Zeus has tipped the scales and decided which army will win.